Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Cholin, Perik Tess, Mishnah Zayin. Ha'ever, a limb, v'habasar, or flesh, hamdul dalin, that are like dangling b'behema. It's a little bit connected, but most of it is off. Metamin, it is metama, tumas achalin, meaning to say, it has a din like any food that could become tame if it's touched with tuma and could then transmit tuma, bimakaiman, even though it's still a little bit connected. Utsrichen hechsher, and like any other food, even if it comes into contact with tuma, it would not be tame unless it was touched by one of the shiva mashkim. We're talking about a behemoth here, where a limb was ripped off. The term limb, says about tenura, means a set. Flesh, gidim, and atzomis, and bones. Basar means just flesh was ripped off, but it's still a little bit connected. Now, whether it's a limb that's dangling or flesh that's dangling, both are asr biachila. But in regard to tumah, there's a big difference. An aver, even though it's dangling, is metama adam v'kelim, as if it was an avela. Flesh that is dangling, which is not an aver, just the meat, is tahar. Our Mishnah is telling us, if you have this limb, or basar, that's dangling from a behemah and still a little bit connected, and he was thinking to give it as food to a nachri that's allowed to eat this, so it has a din of food. What's the din with food? It's not automatically tamei, but after, if it was touched by one of the shiva mashkin, and tumah touches it, it'll become tamei, and it could be metama others. If the aver was completely detached, it would automatically be tummy. It doesn't have to come into contact with tummy. It itself is like nevel. If it's dangling, even though you can't stitch it together, it's too much ripped off, well, it doesn't automatically become tummy. But it does have a din of tumah sechol. It would be makabel tumah, let's say, if it was touched by a dead sheretz, and it would be metama others. Again, provided, like any other food, it came into contact with tumah after it touched one of the seven mashkin. Now this means it would have to have touched one of the seven mashkin after it was dangling. When the behemoth gets wet, that doesn't mean anything. So zakt the Mishnah weiter. Okay, so I have this aver or basa that's dangling. And now I shecht the behemoth. Nishchita behemoth. The behemoth is shechted. Huchshu, automatically, this limb or the basa that is hanging becomes something that could become tame. It becomes huchshu lekabel tuma. Wait, but it wasn't touched by one of the shiva mashkin. And the answer is yes. It automatically happens because bidamer, it's touched by the blood from the shechita of the behema. And now, should tuma come into the picture, should it be touched, let's say, by a dead sheretz, it would be matame. It doesn't have to be touched by some other liquid. Divrei Rav Meir, Zayat Rav Meir. Shimon says lehichshu. No. The aver and the basa that are hanging, if it didn't touch any other liquid other than the dam hashchita, it does not become huchshu lekabel tumah. Should a dead sheretz touch it now, it does not become tame. According to Rav Shimon, the dam hashchita is not a type of mashkin, even though in general dam is, but the dam hashchita is not going to make it huchshu lekabel tumah. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Mesa behemah, if this behemah that had this aver, or meat dangling from it died without shechita, habasar, the basar that is dangling, tzarech hechsher, would not receive any tumah. Let's say even if it was touched by a dead sheretz, it would not become tummy unless it first touched one of the seven mashkin. The aver, and the aver, once the behemoth dies, it has automatic tummy. Mitami mashim aver menachai. The Batanura says, and this is a sugi in the Gemara, this falls under the category of what's called misa oisa nipple. This means, look, this thing is dangling. It's not really drawing any chiyas on the animal. But as long as it's still connected, it's not called eiver menachai. Once the animal dies, then it's as if it's chopped off. Then it's not connected to anything. So it has the tumah of eiver min hachai. But the eina metama shem eiver nevela. Divrei Rav Meir zehal Rav Meir. So again, let's chazer over what we have over here. We have an aver that is dangling from a behemoth. The behemoth dies on its own. At this point, this dangling part, this dangling aver, is not just something that could become tame if it was touched by tuma. No, no, it itself is automatically matame. It's Eivrim and Achai. But unlike the rest of the behema that it was connected to, it's not matame als Eivrim Nevel. Divrei Rav Meir is a halacha Meir. Now maybe you're going to ask me what difference does it make? It's tame. What's the difference whether it's tame because of Eivrim and Achai or Eivrim and Nevela? It's tame anyway. So Dr. Batanura, here's the difference. Flesh that separates from Eivrim and Achai is not metama. Because even flesh that separates from a live animal is not metama. So for sure, flesh that separates from Eivrim and Achai is not metama. On the other hand, meat that separates from a nevela is metama like the meat itself, like the nevela itself. Divrei Rav Meir. So again, what does Rav Meir say? We have over here an aver that is dangling from a behemah. Now the behemah died without shechita. It has a din of aver menachai. It's metama. But if a piece of meat came off the aver menachai, it would not be metama, because it does not have a din of aver nevela. As I held Reb Meir. But Reb Shimon metaher. Reb Shimon is metaher. Reb Shimon is metaher what? It can't be Reb Shimon is referring to this dangling piece of meat and the behemah died, because memanavshach. Memanavshach means one way or another. Either you're going to say that this dangling aver from the animal, after the animal died, either you're going to say it's considered cut off, so that it's aver menachai. Or you're going to say it's still connected to the behemah, so then it has din of nevela, because the behemah died. So to say that it's completely tahar, that doesn't seem to make any sense. It can't be that's what Reb Shimon means. So therefore, the Gemara explains, as the Batanura, is Masbro here, Reb Shimon is referring to the beginning of the Mishnah. What did it say at the beginning of the Mishnah? We learned, you have either the Eivor or Basa that's hanging by a behemah. We said it's Metama Tumah Seicholin, even though it's still connected. It doesn't have an automatic Tumah, but it has a din of food that if it gets wet with one of the Shiva Mashkin, and if a dead Sheretz, let's say, would touch it, it becomes Tumah, would transmit Tumah. On that, Reb Shimon says, no. If this aver is still connected to a live animal, it's not metama tumas eicholin. Even if it got wet, and even if it was touched by, let's say, a dead sheretz, it won't become tame. Reb Shimon says, in order for it to become tumas eicholin, it has to be something that's mutter le'achila. It's not mutter to the achila for a yid, and it's not mutter to achila for someone who's not Jewish, because it's aver menachai. Okay, let's chazer over in Mishnah Zayin. If you have flesh or an aver. An aver means basar gidim and atzamis that are hanging from a behema or for a chaya for that matter, and you can't reconnect it. It's too much ripped off. It does not have a din of a nevela as long as it's still connected, even a drop to a live animal. It has a din of food. If it becomes huchshu lekabel tumah, it's mekabel tumah. That means it touched one of the shiva mashkin. If it doesn't get wet with one of the shiva mashkin, it won't become tummy, even if it's touched by tumah. The Rambam says, like we explained, it has to be that he's thinking of serving it to an Eved Kechav. He was thinking of turning it into food. But either way, even though it's still connected, it'll be Matama Tumah Secholim. And it doesn't have an automatic Tumah. If the behemah was Shechted, so then we had a Machloikis, where the Meir says, oh, well, the Dam Shechita will automatically make it Huchshuru. It's as if it touched one of the Shiva Mashkin. Reb Shimon says, no, the Dam Shechita won't do it. It would have to touch one of the Shiva Mashkin, including Dam, but you can't say because the Dam Shechita went on it. Some other Dam, says Reb Shimon. Some other Dam or one of the other Shiva Mashkin. Remember what the Shiva Mashkin are? Remember the Simon? Yad, Shachat, Dam. Yad is Yayin, wine. The Dalet is Dvash, honey. Shachat, Shin is Shem and oil. Ches is Cholov, milk. Tes is Tal, dew. Yad, Shachat, Dam. The second dalet is dam blood, and the last mem is mayim. Those are the shiva mashkin. But the dam shechita itself, Reb Meir says that would work to make it ready to receive tumah. Reb Shimon says no. Now, if the behemah didn't have shechita, but the behemah died, so the basar that had been dangling has a din of food. It would require that it was touched with one of the shiva mashkin. The aver that was dangling automatically is tummy als aver menachai, even though it's still connected, But this Tana holds once the behemoth dies, it's as if it's disconnected. And Memela has din of Erim and Achai, but it does not have a din of Nevela. My nafka, I mean, it's tell me because of Erim and Achai. So what's the difference? It's tell me because of Erim and Achai, or it's tell me because of Nevela. Nafka, I mean, it would be that flesh that separates from Erim and Achai is not tummy. But Basa that separates from Nevela is tummy. But in this case, again, it was dangling and still partially connected when the animal died. It would have a din, says a mayor of Avram and Achai, but not Nevela. The Mishnah concluded by saying, Rab Shimon mitaher, and we understand Rab Shimon is referring to the beginning of the Mishnah. In the case of an Avram that is still dangling and the behemoth is alive, Rab Shimon says, that dangling piece of meat, even if it's touched by one of the Shiva Mashkin, will not become tummy. It does not have a din of Tumas Achalim because it's not mutter, biachila, to anybody.